在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
Now more on the struggle to survive, the struggle to help the wildlife along the coast, innocent victims of this disaster, nowhere to hide. The images, as we said, are heartbreaking. Carrie Sanders is in Fort Jackson, Louisiana, where some of those creatures are getting some help. Carrie, good evening.
Well, good evening, Brian. Tonight, the numbers tell the story. Biologists have rescued 85 birds so far covered in oil. 527 have been picked up dead. But BP says it's unclear if all of those died as a result of this unprecedented gusher.
There's now a dramatic jump in the number of birds being rescued from the oil. What had been only 1 to 4 a day has now climbed to 53, and the rescue teams expect it to climb. Those birds trapped in that goopy ooze off East Grand Terre Island Thursday were left untouched by everyone on the governor's team, and that was on purpose.
It looks like he's turning looking for help. Well, and again, the biologists are on their way. The biologists are here, coming out.
The experts say birds in distress should not be handled by anyone who is untrained. Thursday, wildlife agents located most of the birds we had seen with the governor, but not all of them. Some were just too hard to find. The birds they did rescue, including the brown pelicans, were rushed here to a makeshift animal hospital. After washing in soap, it takes 7 to 10 days for the birds to rebuild their feathers, natural waterproofing.
They have nice fluffy feathers that allow them to be buoyant and waterproof and be in cold and warm climates. When they get oil on them, it weighs them down.
In some cases, as we saw here today, not all the birds survive. Many of the birds getting caught in the oil are migrating, coming from South America en route to this frozen tundra in the Arctic. Franz Josef Land is the destination of choice for sanderlings, red knots, and terns, if they can get past this hurdle.
Once the birds recover, like the brown pelicans, the experts try to take them to Florida. But aside from releasing them there where the oil is moving, there is another problem. The pelicans have this uncanny ability of following their internal homing device, a compass that brings them right back home here to Louisiana, which, of course, is where the oil is. Brian?
And it's tough to watch. Carrie Sanders down in the marsh in Louisiana. Carrie, thanks.